AI News by Conjero.
A new agent framework is trying to do something pretty bold. Collapse the runtime, the tooling, and the user interface into one Python stack for humans and agents.
That's a big shift. Most AI apps have been built from a pile of separate pieces, and this is trying to make that assembly feel like overhead instead of flexibility.
Exactly. The pitch is less glue, more control. For teams, that could mean fewer seams around prompts, tool calls, background jobs, and UI state.
And that's attractive if you're building customer workflows or internal copilots. A single framework can standardize how steps are defined, how tools are wired, and how the interface behaves.
But there's a trade-off right there. Once a framework owns more of the stack, it becomes more opinionated, and swapping pieces later can get harder.
Right, and platform teams will feel that. A modular setup is messy, but it's easier to replace one layer at a time. A full-stack approach can make lock-in more real.
The big technical question is whether it holds up beyond DMOS. Real usage means retries, concurrent sessions, external APIs, permissions, and all the weird edges that show up in production.
And production is where this gets serious. You need deployment that's manageable, monitoring that shows execution paths and failures, and security controls for tool access and data boundaries.
If it can trace what the agent did and why, that's a strong signal. Without that, debugging agent behavior becomes guesswork fast.
There's also the market angle. This isn't trying to be just another orchestration helper. It's aiming higher up the abstraction ladder, closer to a turnkey app framework.
That could appeal to startups and internal product teams that care more about speed than portability. But it also raises the question of how easy it is to adapt to existing Python environments.
So the next test is simple. Does it stay coherent under real load? And does it make governed, deployable agent apps easier to run than a stack built from separate tools?
AI News by Conjero.